I'm doing great. Thank you.
Oh, that's great to hear. Now, I saw on Facebook that Native Counseling Services recently opened a new permanent supportive housing facility in the Englewood neighborhood here in Edmonton. For our listeners who don't really know what permanent supportive housing is, can you give us a little background and the impact the new building is going to have on the community here in Edmonton?
For sure. So Homeward Trust has been working in Edmonton to house people who have been without homes for extended periods of time. And the idea of permanent supportive housing is to permanently give someone a home with 24-hour supports that they can access. And so the City of Edmonton, Homeward Trust, the province, and Canada Mortgage and Housing Corporation entered into an agreement to create new permanent supportive housing apartments in the City of Edmonton. And Native Counseling Services of Alberta has been fortunate to be in a partnership with all these groups and to open up our 30-unit apartment in the Englewood neighborhood. The elders have named it Topway Tumawin Waskagan, which means having belief in home. These 30 units are being housed with our people who have experienced chronic houselessness and who have experienced at least one period of incarceration in the last couple of years. And the idea is, you know, to help people reintegrate by first creating the safety of a home where they don't have to worry about where they're going to sleep or how they're going to survive. And so we've been working to house people since January.
The term wraparound supports is often used when referring to like permanent supportive housing, and traditional supports that will be in place for people are like physical and mental health. Now, your program's a little different. Can you explain how your program is utilizing Indigenous cultural supports?
You bet. So first, I want to say that we do have a number of units that are accessible for people who have mobility issues. So maybe they're in a wheelchair. And so the units are designed with things like lower countertops, wheelchair accessible washrooms, and so on. In our facility, we have a number of cultural supports in place. The idea of wraparound supports is to help people navigate the challenges that they may have in life that come with not being housed for years or maybe come with addictions or mental health issues. And so in our apartment, our job is not just to wrap around those health and mental health and other supports, but also to create community around people, to connect them to healthy Indigenous people in the community, to ceremony, to elders, to teaching, to replace an imposed identity of shame with a real pride of who we are as Indigenous people. In doing that, to bring them to a place of hope that change is possible. And when they're at that point, being ready to connect them to treatment or other supports that they may need when they're ready. And so the work that we do in that apartment comes from the model that we use that really came from years of working with elders and being given teachings in our organization to create a model that builds resilience that is relationship-based.
Yes, that's beautiful. That's beautiful to be able to bring these people back to their culture to help them in their healing journey. Now, if people are interested in the buildings, they know somebody that could possibly benefit from your program, how do they get in touch and how do they qualify for living in a permanent supportive housing building?
So Homeward Trust has a number of Housing First teams, and on their website, they list them. Native Counseling Services of Alberta also has housing teams that are about assessing the level of supports that people need. And if they if their need for supports matches what our program offers, they will be enrolled with Homeward Trust, and then the referral comes to us. Anyone wanting to look at the building can just contact Native Counseling Services of Alberta head office in the West End of Edmonton.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today. It sounds like an incredible program.
You know, we're really excited excited. And we are in the business of changing people's lives. And so the ability to open up a harm reduction facility that creates that safety and that connection to identity and to community really, we believe, will change people's lives. And we're excited to be a part of that change with people.